In the news for this Friday, the 18th day of December, yesterday we reported on how COVID-19 may be affecting the Golden State's population figures. But how do those numbers relate to Amador and Calaveras counties? Well, according to the California Department of Finance, in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, many urban areas in California saw more people move out than move in, while the mother lode witnessed the opposite trend. Between July of 2019 and July of 2020, Amador County had 63 new residents. Calaveras gained 11. Now, these figures are the number of people who moved into the county minus the number who moved away. Larger counties saw a negative net migration, which included Los Angeles, Orange, and Santa Clara. Some other large counties bucked the trend and saw a net migration increase, like San Francisco with 322, Sacramento with 6,770 residents. What all this boils down to is that statewide, 135,394 more people moved out of California than moved in. Motherlode counties, while having more people come than go, saw an overall decline due to more deaths than births, primarily due to an older population base. Calaveras County's population dropped from 44,402 to 44,286. Amador County from 37,464 to 37,325. Now, again, these population figures were tabulated by the California Department of Finance.
Well, who's up next to get COVID-19 vaccine? Well, California planning to give the incoming rounds of COVID-19 vaccine to groups like first responders, teachers, and food industry workers. Beginning in early January, an estimated 8 million additional doses of vaccine will be available in the state. Officials report at least 1.4 million doses will be set aside for education and child care workers, K-12, preschool, higher education, trade schools, etc. 3.4 million doses going to food and ag sector workers, restaurants, bakeries, grocers, field workers, butchers, florists, and others. 1.1 million will go to emergency service providers, including police, firefighters, shelters, youth services, criminal justice workers, and social services. Now, the over 6 million workers in those fields total about half the state's defined essential workforce. The priority list was made by a 16-member panel of medical experts assigned by the state who weighed the societal impact of the job when making recommendations. The first dose is arriving this week, going to healthcare workers on the front lines of the pandemic and assisted care facilities.
And Dr. Hood was the first to receive his vaccine here in Amador County. We had that on the air for you just after 7 o'clock this morning with Dr. Bob Hartman from Sutter Amador Hospital. Well, a cattle trailer overturned yesterday, causing a complete closure of Fourth Crossing Road between Highway 49 and Dogtown Road. CHP reports the trailer full of cows overturned just after 10:30 on Frico City Road north of Highway 49. While the highway was not impacted, Fourth Crossing Road was closed to traffic at the highway intersection to Dogtown Road as crews wrangled the cattle. The truck driver sustained minor injuries, and one cow was found dead. According to the CHP's report, the driver moved to the right to allow another vehicle to pass. The truck and trailer got off the shoulder of the road, and that's what caused it to roll over onto its side. The roadway was cleared late in the afternoon.
Due to public health concerns, it's expected the vast majority of the general public will stay home over the year-end holidays. AAA anticipates at least 34 million fewer travelers compared to last year's holiday season, while as many as 84.5 million people will still travel from December 23rd through January 3rd, down at least 29% from last year. CDC and local health departments urge the public not to travel for the year-end holidays. Warning, travel increases the chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. For those who do make the personal decision to travel, it's essential to understand the risks. Take steps to remain safe. Those who decide to travel will do so by car, with road trips accounting for 96% of holiday travel. Again, 96% by car. Up to 81 million travelers will travel by car, a decline of at least 25% compared to last year. Air travel dropped by 60%, seeing 4.1 million fewer travelers packing into airports than last year. All other modes of transportation, we'll see a drop in travel by 87%.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus.
That's right. Time for Jackson Fire Department's annual Santa Patrol. Santa makes his round starting at 5:30 tonight. He'll be visiting the High School Hill area, Hoffman, Argonaut Heights, and the Westview area. Tomorrow afternoon, he'll start his rounds at 3:30, visiting North Main, New York Ranch, French Bar, Broadway, Clinton, and Terrace View areas. Now, this year, to comply with the COVID guidelines, Santa will not be getting off his sleigh. Also, the Jackson Fire Department will not be collecting food donations while on patrol, but they urge you to continue to support the Interfaith Food Bank of Amador County. You can drop off your food donations at any Jackson fire station, or if you'd like, you can also drop them off at Glass Doctor. Mark is giving everyone $1 off their next service, up to $100 for every can they drop off. So if you drop off 100 cans at Glass Doctor, $100 off your next job there. So
cool, man. That's a heck of a deal. Well, hey, also want to remind you guys that road work that was scheduled for Stony Creek Road yesterday and today has been moved. The delays will now take place on Monday. So Monday, Stony Creek Road near Pardee Dam Spillway. Expect slow traffic delays throughout the construction zone due to the installation of guardrail in the area. That'll be 7 a.m. until 5 p.m.
And that's a wrap at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning.